96 WFIR. Good morning. It's 20 minutes till 6 o'clock with Steve Finnegan on a Friday morning, the 10th of November. And usually, I'm not here on this morning. We usually have Pat Garrett.
Hi, I'm Pat Garrett.
And it's time for 96 Sports. I'll start out NBA. We've got Denver over New York, 116-109. Atlanta beat San Diego, 125-101.
Over in the NHL this morning, it was the Montreal Canadiens, 8. Detroit Red Wings, 3. Pittsburgh and Buffalo tied up at 4 all. And the Bruins beat Washington, 6-2.
And checking out the World Hockey Association, Birmingham over Winnipeg, 6-5. New England took Edmonton 6-1, and that just about does it with 39 degrees. I'm Steve Finnegan.
And I'm Pat Garrett.
96 Sports.
39 degrees is 4 Celsius.
Thank you. WFIR, that is Creedence Clearwater Revival, to the fourth caller at 981-9325. I have got a set of Junior Miss tickets for tonight, a set of Junior Miss tickets for tomorrow night, and a Pizza Hut calendar with coupons totaling over $35 to the fourth caller at 981-9325.
You're so terrific, you never done it like that, you never been this way before. To be specific, ooh, you never done it like that. Who went and opened up the door? Oh, my lips are burning, yeah. You never done it like that. I thought the flame was dead and gone. You made me envy, dog.
WFIR 15 till 6 with Garrett and Finnegan and the Captain and Tennille. You've never done it like that. What's the weather like?
The weather forecast: morning fog, then becoming partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Cloudy tonight, low near 50, and variable cloudiness Saturday, high again near 70. Your chance of rain is 0% today, 10% tonight, and 10% Saturday. 39 degrees, very foggy. Take it careful. 14 till 6 with Finnegan and Garrett. Good morning.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day.
96 WFIR with Sweet Baby James Taylor. It's 12 minutes till 6 o'clock, 39 degrees in the valley with Steve Finning. Time to give away the Chuck Berry tickets as we go back to the TV trivia category on the TV program, The $6 Million Man. Colonel Steve Austin has one bionic arm and one real arm. I want to know, which is the real arm on The $6 Million Man? Going to take the first correct caller at 981-9325. 981-9325. Which is the real arm on The $6 Million Man? And you're a winner. Chuck Berry show tickets. Gino Vannelli, congratulations to Mr. Wesley Chisholm of Roanoke. He's our latest winner of a Chuck Berry set of tickets to see Chuck Berry in concert this tomorrow evening. And he correctly told me that on The $6 Million Man, the real arm of Steve Austin is his left one. He's got left arm is real, his right arm is bionic, his left eye is bionic, and both legs are bionic.
Both legs are bionic.
Both legs are bionic.
Did you hear what happened when he married the $6 million woman?
No, I didn't know that happened. Oh, how's the marriage going along?
Well, they went ahead. It went okay for a little while. Then they went to divorce court, and The judge gave her the whole $12 million. How do you like that?
I don't believe it.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody said.
WFIR. That is Rings and Cimarron. It's 5 minutes till 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Bella,
thank you.
When on board,
immunization is just a phone call away. Call your Department of Health or United Cerebral Palsy. Prevention is their business. This message is brought to you as a public service on behalf of United Cerebral Palsy.
It's 4 minutes till 6 o'clock. 39 degrees on a morning with Finnegan and Garrett.
Gee, it sure is noisy down here. The dog pound, isn't it?
Yeah, there sure are a lot of dogs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You want a dog now?
Yeah, my wife and I just had a boy, and we had just figured it'd be nice if he had a dog to play with when he grew up.
Well, what kind of a dog do you want to get him?
I was thinking of getting a collie. I figured that way when he grew up, he'd be big and be able to rough and tumble with
it. Yeah, it's really nice when you've got a kid to get your kid a dog. We got our son a dog.
You did?
Yeah, we came down to the pet center and adopted one.
Why did you adopt one?
Well, we couldn't have one of our own.
It's 3 minutes till 6 o'clock. That does it for Steve Finnegan on your Friday morning. And
that does it for me. I'll be back at midnight tonight.
Right here on WFIR. Good morning, Roanoke.
We have been friends.